Hello, guys. It's been a couple of days. I promise I'm not going to be on here very long. I did want to pop on and share something with you that happened to me today. If you are watching, please subscribe. If you're watching from YouTube, if you're watching from Facebook, like and share. Share. Get some people on. I'm not going to be on very good, but you want to hear this message. So log on, you want to hear this message. I'm Adrienne Mayfield, just in case you have no idea who I am. I am author of Connecting with the Burning Bush. I'm Tired of This Church, Losing Religion to Find God, Who's Following You, and my devotional for women that I released last year is called You're Too Full to Be Empty. So I also have a podcast, which is called Beauty for Ashes. I have some new content that's being released on that platform. And I also have a website at adriennemayfield.com. There are courses there that are available for you. They're called a triage series, tells you how to heal from family dysfunction, church hurt, grief, divorce, and the orphan heart. A lot of people have the orphan heart. So check it out, adriennemayfield.com, or my podcast, Beauty for Ashes. Those are my resources. And let's jump into the content. So, if you know anything about me, if you ever watch my posts, like if I go anywhere and I see a background or something different or something that's eye-catching, I always want to take a picture. I know it can be pretty irritating for whoever's with me, but like if I go on a trip or something, when I come back, sometimes I have 500 to 600 pictures. I know that's ridiculous, right? But if I see a scene, I just have all these prophetic images and I start thinking about how to make it like something really exciting. And so I always end up doing it. And so today, I came outside and I saw this, I saw this sign with these beautiful flowers. And I was like, oh, I want to take a picture. I want to take a picture here. So I got someone to take a picture. And so I went and I stood by, I went there and I stood, you know, I did my little pose and then I took the picture. And so as I was walking to the car, I looked down at my hand and there was this little, like, I mean, I can't even really describe it, guys, but it was so tiny. So it was really, really super tiny. It was, how do I describe it? Like maybe like the top of a pen, like, you know, a ballpoint pen, that very tip of them. That's how small it was. And so I looked down on right above my thumb and it was there. And so it was there on my thumb and it had, it was like white. It was like a whitish yellow, like a real pale yellow. And so I'm like, what's wrong with, what is that? And so then my hand just started hurting, like this excruciating pain came in my hand. I'm like, what in the world is wrong with my hand? And so I knocked it off, and that's when I realized it was a bug. It had stung me, guys, that quick, like in a matter of seconds. It attached to me, released its venom, and even though I knocked it off, guess what? The venom still went inside my body. My hand started aching. I was like, oh my God, my hand is, I don't want to say killing me because I hate to use that phraseology, but I was like, my hand is hurting so bad. What in the world was that? And I kept looking down at my hand, I told my friend, I said, look at my hand. Do you see it? And so it started swelling a little bit. And I'm like, oh Lord, what am I going to do? And so I ran back in my room and I found this stuff that I have called Afterbite. And so this is for, it calls it the itch eraser, but it's for stings and bites. So I got alcohol and like sprayed it on there. And then I got some Neosporin and sprayed it on there. And my hand was on fire. And the pain started shooting like to my fingers. And I was like, oh my gosh, I've never seen that bug. Am I going to die? Like, because, you know, sometimes you can go, I was telling my brother about it. He was talking about how, I think it's in Australia that they have some deadly poisonous spiders, I think he said. There's like several species of spiders that they have there that if you get bit, it could potentially be fatal. And so I didn't know that then, but I was looking at my hand. I'm like, what in the world? Because my hand was literally on fire. And so I didn't really know what in the world was going on. And so I put this Afterbite there and I immediately started thinking about a couple of things. So number one, I started thinking about what I just shared with you, which is the fact that it attached to me without me even realizing it. And before I realized it, it had already released its venom into me. That's a whole message in itself. There's some people there's some places, there are some things that are attaching themselves to you. You don't even realize the implication of what's going on, but they've attached themselves to you, and in their attachment to you, they're releasing, they're leaving their mark, they're leaving soul ties, they're releasing venom in you. And even though you may walk away, even though you may leave the place or stop going there anymore or stop seeing the person, that soul tie is still there, that venom is still there, and it's poisoning your system. So that's one thing I thought about. And then the other thing is I immediately thought about Paul. And just in case you're not familiar with that story, in Paul, in Acts 28, Paul was going to an island, I believe it was, called Malta. It says, and when they had escaped, they found themselves on an island called Malta. And the natives showed us unusual kindness, for they kindled a fire and made us all welcome because of the rain that was falling because of the cold. But when Paul had gathered a bunch of sticks and laid them on the fire, a viper came out of the heat and fastened on his hand. A viper, guys, that's a snake. It fastened on his hands. So when the natives saw the creatures hanging from his hand, they said to one another, no doubt this man is a murderer, whom though he has escaped the sea, yet justice is not allowed to live. See how people are? Then the man up here, he's like, well, he might have had his life spared in that shipwreck. But see, God paying him back, because this snake is surely going to kill him. He must have done something real, real bad. It says in verse 5, though, but he shook off the creature into the fire and suffered no harm. So this snake attached itself to him as he put his hands through the sticks, but he shook it off, and he didn't even suffer any harm. And so that's what I wanted to share with you guys today. Even though my hand did swell up a little bit and I put on this afterbite, that everything went away, it was fine. I was able to go on and do the things I planned to do. And just like Paul shook it off, you have to be prepared to do that. So remember, the first lesson is be careful of your associations, be careful of your connections, be careful of the places you go. Because sometimes, unbeknownst to you, you go into places, you go into environments, you go into relationships, and they put a mark on you. You create a soul tie that's not so easily broken. And before you look up, before you can realize it, they've already released it. They've already made the attachment. And now you've got to unentangle yourself. And the second message is there may be some difficulties and things that have happened in your life. Some things that the enemy may have planned. There may have been some challenges, some temptations, some frustrations that have come. But if you will hold on to God, if you will cling to God, if you will hold fast to his promises and shake it off, you'll see that God will turn it around for good. So those are the two messages I wanted to share with you today from my hand. It's all new. I'll probably post a picture of it at some point because it was kind of like trying to turn like reddish before I applied this ointment. But just like new, shook it off, kept going, enjoyed my day. And so that didn't stop me, even though it tried to attach me and release its venom. And also, I forgot to tell you, I did get my anointing oil because I carried it around with me. I popped my little anointing oil out, and I put it over on top of all that other stuff. And I said, in the name of Jesus, I decree there shall be no harm that shall come to me because of this bug bite in Jesus' name. And so that's what we got to do. We got to speak the word. We have to declare. And we have to believe. We have to shake it off and be careful of our associations. Don't let dangerous venom, don't let ill associations, don't let bad company corrupt your good character. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this time. We thank you for healing. We thank you for deliverance. We thank you for wisdom. May we walk in wisdom. May we have clarity and discernment like we've never had before. We thank you for your love for us. We pray sweet sleep for people as they go to sleep hours, I'm sure hours from now. But we pray sweet sleep over them, that you will sing songs of deliverance over them and remind them how special they are to you. May we not get bogged down with the cares of this world. May we not get bogged down with distractions and temptations and fiery darts from the enemy. But may we set our eyes on you, Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. We thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, guys, that's it. Wanted to keep it really short like I promised I would. And so just remember, watch those associations. Things can attach themselves before you even realize it. Be prepared to shake it off. Even if it does attach to you, shake it off. Look unto Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith, and stand strong, knowing that he who began a good work in you will finish it and bring it into completion. God bless you and have a good night.